Good evening, this is Andy for Birthday Cake for Breakfast, and I'm here with Scholars, Sam and Chris. How's it going, guys?
Hello. Very well, thank you.
Very good, thanks.
Cool. The last time we spoke, you guys were releasing your album. It's since been released. How has the reception to the album been?
Really bloody good. We were really pleased, especially with the album release show that we did earlier this year in April at the Barfly, which was just crazy. With packed out with people who were from kind of far-flung corners of the country where we'd been in previous years, and kind of picked people up, and people travelled down from Dundee and up from the West Country and all sorts of things to come and see the album release show. So that was really nice.
And then, like, the album just kind of gradually people have sort of got it, you know, like, you know, we a lot of people got it when it came out, but then, so, you know, we've heard from people progressively as things have gone on, sort of saying, I just got your album, I really, really like it. It's really nice to have it sort of behind us, to be like, well, this is what we do, and to have it out there. Because sort of prior to that, we've done like a collection of sort of demos and singles and stuff. So
it's much better to have it on tour as well, because we've been touring in the past, in the run up to the album, with not you know a massive amount to kind of bring to people. So it's nice to have something completely solid that's like, this is us, you know, and like, you know, you buy this and that's the proper Scholars thing to take home. So it's been cool.
You mentioned, Chris, that like you've had, you know, other stuff before. Is it nice to kind of, not so much get it out of the way, but is it nice to have it out there finally, that you guys have, you know, finally got this album out there?
I think there's definitely an element of that. I mean, we've been a band for like over 6 years, quite a while, and we took our time basically before we went into record an album. We wanted to be sort of really sure that we had enough good songs. You know, we didn't just want to sort of say, all right, we've written 10 songs, let's just go and record them. So we actually, you know, got... you know, we had a lot of songs under our belt before we went in there. So, yeah, it was really good to get it out. I mean, the whole process took quite a while. We recorded it sort of over almost, sort of beginning to end, almost a 6 month period. And then it was a little while after that before it came out. So it is quite good to get it behind us. I think, like, now we feel, not like we're starting on a clean slate, but it feels like with new material, we can sort of, we've got a good basis we're pleased with. And now it's like, well, what do we do next? And it's quite liberating, really.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Have you got any ideas as to what you're going to do next, or...?
We've been talking about it a lot, yeah, I mean...
Disco.
we're not going to go, you know, we're not going to do what some bands do and go, right, we'll do something completely different kind of thing, you know. I think we know what worked on the first album, what we want to build on, and what we want to improve and bring in for the new album. So I think it'll be more adding stuff in than it will be changing as such. So, you know, but I think for us, I think what we really want is, what people have said to us is that, you know, although we're really pleased with the album, we're still, people love us live. You know, we're a live band first and foremost, and that's where all our energy comes from. So album number two, the challenge is to capture that sound and that energy and have that as the album, rather than having a, you know, an album that sounds like an album. You know, we want it to sound like a real visceral live thing that reflects what we do on stage.
I think as well, like, we very much want to do the opposite of like bands who kind of have the first album which is full of like youthful exuberance, then say, yeah, we're going to sort of mature, and they suddenly lose all the speed and the energy. And like, I would definitely sort of want to keep that. I think, I mean, what I most like about being Scholars is, in the nicest way possible, being able to give people a slap around the face. Like, I don't want people just to be like, oh yeah, that band. I like to be able to, you know, give people like a very nice, pleasant slap in the face.
And yeah, we're up for doing something different as well. You know, we want to carry on pushing boundaries a little bit, and we're not gonna start, you know, trying to play what's popular or anything like that. We're gonna do something new. That's the goal.
Mm. You say about your live shows, it's very much like you say, a slap in the face. You've just gone on tour. How has it been so far? And I mean, how has the reception been to it? Because obviously, as a live band, it is really, you have to see you guys. So how has that been so far since, was it Monday that you've gone on tour?
Last Wednesday.
Yeah, we started off in, we did a show in Hamburg. We played a festival over there, and then it was sort of travelling to and from that. And then we had a festival last weekend, and then the UK tour sort of properly began on Monday. It's been good.
It's been really good. That festival last weekend was really cool. It was in Gloucester. It was a really good festival. Yeah, the shows we've done so far since Monday have been cool. We're still building, you know, on what we do around the country. So it's still, you know, we'll go places and we'll see people that we haven't seen for a while that have come back to watch us, We still try just trying to get people to kind of, you know, tell your friends, keep coming back, and we, you know, we're a slow burner, I think, so, you know, we're...
I think as well it's nice now that we can play shows and you'll see people that know pretty much every word to every song, whereas before, like before you had an album out, like people would know sort of like, you know, the songs that you'd put out, but there'd be lots where they'd just be like, sort of like nodding their heads and that'd be that. But it's nice to have that now because you think that's, you know, that's a real connection made.
Cool. Away from the album as such, you've just released a new video. What can you tell us about that? It's a bit of an homage to Tarantino. Exactly can you tell us about that?
That's really the brainchild of our amazing music video director Carl, who's just a genius, and has directed 5 videos for us, maybe 4.
Maybe 3.
Oh, okay.
Several,
basically. No, at least 4.
Four.
At least 4.
Four.
Yeah, definitely about 4. Yeah.
One's still in the pipeline.
Yeah, one's coming very soon. But yeah, he's a massive Tarantino fan, and he had this idea and was just like, yeah, I've got the vision for it, and we just went with it. So it's his
thing. He said to us as well, he basically said, I've had this idea, I think you could do it for rage concern. It won't cost you anything, and it involves Sam being in the boot of a car for 2 hours.
And everyone jumped at that. I don't know why. Yeah. Everyone was just like, yeah. So,
done deal.
That's how it worked.
It looked a bit claustrophobic, was it? Very much so.
I'm not claustrophobic. I'm afraid of heights. So, for me, being in a small, enclosed space is fine, as long as it's not thousands and thousands of feet above
So they didn't film it on, like, a teetering edge or anything like that?
No, it was fine. So, that's okay with me and our manager, Mark, was driving around and braking with me in the boot, slammed me against the wall, to his great delight. It was really cool. It was fun to film.
In a Waitrose car park.
Very rock and roll.
So
on this tour, you've always got really cool merch, I've noticed, and on this tour you've got something a bit special. What can you tell us about that?
We have released what is essentially a digital single, and a 7-inch at the same time, but the 7-inches are completely obliterated. They're just completely effed. So they're smashed to pieces, and the idea is that it's the song is called Damage. It's a double A side with Rage Concern and Damage on it, but they're the Damage records, so they're Damage 7-inches. And you can buy them, and you know the idea is do not put them in your parents' record player because they will break the styluses. But you buy the record. It's like a cool little thing that you can keep. But people buy records these days, and bands sell records, and no one can play them anyway because not everyone has record players. So it's cool, you know. I like the fact that vinyl's back in fashion, but it's kind of a bit of a poking fun a little bit at the fact that, you know, records are back, but you can't play them. So we're kind of like, you know, here's a record that you definitely can't play, and you've got 6 tracks with it as well. So it's cool.
I think as well, like the we did a 7-inch for a single a few years back for Tornadoes Fractures, which we really liked, but it's just really, really expensive to press that sort of thing. With this, we would never have been able to press this properly ourselves. So basically, we managed to get hold of like a load of 7-inches, smashed them up. Scratch stuff on them, splatter them with those ink actually.
Ink,
yeah,
yeah.
It's like completely, you know, just put our sort of own unique marking over it. And it's nice, just a nice little thing.
They're really limited as well, there's like 50 of them and they're all numbered as well, so I think that's cool. That's a cool thing.
That's really cool. Just finally, as you say, the tour started last Wednesday. Where else are you going on the rest of the tour and what else can we expect?
We are going.
We're going up to Scotland. Yeah, a couple of dates there. Then we're coming back down.
Leeds
and Sheffield.
Exeter, Bristol. Bristol and Exeter. Sorry, rather the other way around. Then where else are we down south?
Southampton.
Guildford. And London. And the big date is London. The last day of tour, 16th of October. It's at the Borderline. We've got some really cool support bands. We've got Hey Vanity, Said Panda, and
Young Aviators.
We're having like a little after party at the Crowbar that we're planning to do. So if people come down, have a drink, and we're going to hang around for a bit as well. Should be really cool.
Yeah, and also, you know, the 16th of October is the big day, but every show is a big day.
Every day is a big day.
You know, we give 100%.
But, you know, a lot of our fans are around the London area, so it will be, you know, a lot of our fans will bet for them. It will be, that's the day they can come to, so, yeah.
And obviously, I assume, whilst you're out there, we can expect more tour blogs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we're doing videos. We used to do them every day. We set ourselves a target of doing like a video and a sort of like written blog for every day of tour. Got a bit much, and the quality sort of dipped because it was like half the time we were doing fuck all, and it was a sign of like, this is going to be quite difficult to do amusing stuff. So now we do them sort of every 3 days and just make them sort of jam packed full of quality. But yeah, we like to. I think these days it's really important just to be putting stuff out there and whatever you can do really to kind of, you can't, in sort of the age of the internet and in all, you know, so many bands about and so much entertainment, you can't expect just to like every couple of years put songs out and that be the end of it. Like, it'd be nice.
Just got to find a way to poke your head above the water a little bit and just say like, here we are kind of thing, and I think that the tour videos do that quite well. People seem to be quite interested in them, so yeah, it's cool.
You like doing them as well.
Yeah.
Right, that's great. Really enjoyed tonight, guys. That's great. Thanks very much.
Man. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, man. They came in with like a massive birthday cake. It's about 2 a.m. So we all munched down on this birthday cake. It was very touchy. It was very nice. I had this birthday cake. Woke up this morning and I had nothing to eat. So I just ate the birthday cake. And I thought, who am I seeing later on? But birthday cake for breakfast. Oh. And I actually had birthday cake for breakfast.
There you go.
Amazing.
I couldn't believe that, and it was completely coincidental.
Endorsement.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
There you go. And, you know, you can confirm birthday cake for breakfast is delicious.
Yeah, it's
as delicious as it is any other time.
Yeah, very tasty indeed.
Great.
That's brilliant. Happy 18th.